to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. Never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Hurricane Helene making landfall in Florida as a Category 4 hurricane, the storm being blamed for at least six deaths in the south. In Tampa, there have been at least 87 rescues. Mayor Jan Kester.
Throughout our downtown area, I was just driving down there, and there's a great deal of damage from the flooding. Barricades moved, construction trailers moved, and those were just the things that I saw in a very short drive.
Downgraded to a tropical storm, the deadly storm's moving quickly inland up through Georgia and the Carolinas, more than a million customers without power this morning. New York Mayor Eric Adams said to be arraigned today. The federal corruption charges related to the mayor receiving favors from the Turkish government. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in Arizona today, visiting the U.S.-Mexico border. Israel launched new airstrikes in Lebanon, killing a senior Hezbollah commander. Prime Minister Netanyahu has rejected a ceasefire plan. He speaks at the U.N. today. This is ABC News. York. A new fallout from the immigration uproar in Springfield, Ohio. ABC News learning city officials have refused to take a call from Senator J.D. Vance after the Republican vice presidential candidate spread unfounded claims about Haitian migrants eating residents' cats and dogs. A legal battle looming over who owns the baseball from Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani's historic 50-50 home run. Details from ABC's Andrew Dimber.
In the moments after that hit, frantic fans dove across their seats to score the souvenir ball, with Chris Belansky seemingly taking the prize. But now Max Matus is claiming Belansky forcibly ripped the ball out of his hand and that it legally belongs to him. Belansky is already set to auction off the ball. A judge ruled yesterday the auction can move ahead, but they can't finalize the sale until after Matus gets the chance to make his case.
The New York Yankees winning the American League East for the 21st time in franchise history. Apart from Helene, weather in the rest of the U.S. mostly clear, in the southwest record heat. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Marathon County District Attorney is investigating the mayor of Wausau for moving an absentee ballot drop box into his office Sunday. Meanwhile, good government groups are also considering their legal options. Nick Ramos heads the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
I want to give them an opportunity at the local level to be able to resolve the situation, but I can tell you that I've already started to speak with some attorneys about what are the options that are on the table.
Mayor Doug Denny and other city leaders disagree whether what he did was legal. The Better Business Bureau says scammers are posing as investment brokers. Spokeswoman Lisa Schiller says victims have lost a lot of money hoping for big returns. She says anyone you don't know who wants your money for a so-called sure thing is likely just trying to rip you off. As usual, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Berme, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, October 5th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's Jordan's Way, live at Catkins Animal Rescue. Jordan's Way is dedicated to sharing meaningful animal welfare stories that inspire people to adopt. Through community outreach and advocacy, they create a buzz around shelters that builds a compassionate community of pet parents willing to provide a permanent home. They also publicize their efforts on social media to influence the clearing of shelters. And any donation made goes directly to funding their next shelter visit or to shelters in need. So far, Jordan's Way has raised $9.8 million for shelters nationwide and is at 80,000 adoptions and counting. Once again, that is Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. for Jordan's Way live at Catkins Animal Rescue. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. James Roy Gavin, age 80, of Park Falls, died on Monday, September 23rd at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He is survived by his wife, Nancy, of Park Falls, by four children, Jill Herbst of Wausau, Jan Gavin of Ellsworth, by Amy Gavin of Phillips, and by Cindy Gavin of Medford. Further survived by two stepchildren, Kathleen Beaumont of Brantwood, and by Joe Zaraf of Rhinelander. Also survived by five grandchildren, by two great-grandchildren, by his sister Betty Scott of Stone Lake, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Graveside service will be held at NOLA Cemetery in Park Falls Wednesday, October 9th at 11 a.m. Deacon Chet Ball will officiate military honors under the auspices of the Park Falls American Legion Post. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for James Roy Gavin, age 80, of Park Falls. Timothy John Bleck peacefully passed away at his home, surrounded by his family and by his loving dogs, after a courageous year-and-a-half battle with cancer on a sunny morning on September the 16th. He is survived by his son, Joey, by his daughter, Haley Hess, further survived by three grandchildren, by his mother, Marlene, and by his brother, Corey. There will be a graveside service at the Levitt Creek Cemetery in Ogama on Saturday, September 28th. Following the service, there will be a lunch at the VFW Hall located in Westboro. This has been the funeral notice for Timothy John Bleck. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
A potential playoff preview begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers are locked into the NL's third seed and will play in next week's wildcard round. This weekend, one of their potential playoff opponents, the New York Mets, are in Milwaukee for a three-game series. The playoffs begin Tuesday. A familiar face awaits on the opposing sideline this Sunday. Vikings running back Aaron Jones will play his first game against his former team. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur said there's still a lot of love for Jones in Green Bay.
I think everybody in this building respects not only the football player, but more importantly, the person that he is. And like I said, there's a lot of love for him. We're going to have to hit the pause button for about a three-hour window on Sunday and then, you know, pick it back up.
The team has not announced whether Jordan Love will play after missing 2 weeks with an MCL sprain. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1156.
And we have local sports coming up tonight. The Shawanigan football team will have a home contest tonight starting at about 7:30 or so. They're waiting for refs to come in from a different game. So that'll be on Trail Mix 103.1. And the Phillips Loggers will be in action right here on 98Q hosting Flambeau tonight. That will be a 7 o'clock start. High school football doubleheader tonight. No Brewers will be back on this weekend. Let's get you that keyword for this morning, Civic. C-I-V-I-C. Civic is your keyword. Text that to us right now, and you'll be in for gold jewelry that we're giving away this hour. It is the final day of our text to win, go for the green or gold contest. Civic, C-I-V-I-C. Put that Civic Media app on your phone and get that to us before 8 o'clock this morning. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. This little summertime in September thing we have going on here is going to continue right on through the weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 81 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 49. Tomorrow, sunshine, 79 on Sunday. Sunny with a high right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46. 98Q Country.
Every Friday night, there's a steady cloud of dust that leads back to a field filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up now. Got coolers in the back, tailgates down. There's a big fire burning, but don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. It's been on a tractor, ain't seen Becky all week. Somebody said they seen them headed down to the creek. Farmer Johnson's daughter's just pulled up in a Jeep. Man, he knows how to grow them if you know what I mean. Oh, Dave's getting loud, but he don't mean no harm. And girls getting down on the farm. You can have a lot of fun in a New York minute, but there's some things you can't do inside those city limits. I ain't no closing time, I ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Ain't no dress code, just some rule route rules that you need to know. Don't mess with the bull, he can get real mean. Don't forget to shut the gate, stay out of the beans. If it starts to rain, we'll just head to the barn. We're country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Closing time, I ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. I ain't no closing time, I ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Oh, let's get down, y'all. Stay out of that hay.
Looking for a good time, shutting down the city lights. It ain't in the water, floating like a bobber, soaking up that hot sunshine. As good as it gets, no, that ain't where it is. It's a 2 a.m. when she's reaching over, faded t-shirt and off her shoulder. Dress up, her hair down in a ball cap, yep, yep. As long as I get that sweet little something late night kiss on a plane or train or way back in the sticks. I swear, if she's there, that's where, yep, yep, and that's where it's at. Shiny red new truck if she ain't to my right. It ain't in a dive bar, tall canopy VR, popping tops, rocking all night. As good as it gets, no, that ain't where it is. It's a 2 a.m. when she's reaching over, faded t-shirt and off her shoulder. Dressed up, her hair down in a ball cap, yep, yep. As long as I keep that sweet something late night kiss on a plane or train away back in the sticks. I swear, if she's there, that's where, yep, yep, that's where it's at. No, it don't matter wherever we're at. No, shiny red new truck if she ain't to my right. It's a 2 a.m. when she's reaching over, faded t-shirt and off her shoulder. Dressed up, her hair down in a ball cap, yep, yep. As long as I get that sweet little something late night kiss on a plane or train or way back in the sticks. I swear, if she's in, that's where, yep, yep, that's where it's at. Yeah, that's where it's at. Yep, yep. 2 a.m. when she's reaching over, faded t-shirt and off her shoulder.
Are you ready for this?
Playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Hang up that red dress. Let down your hair. Cancel those reservations, there's no need to go nowhere. As good as you're looking right now, girl, I bet you're thinking I'm crazy. There's a side of you that I want to see that never ceases to amaze me. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me the girl that's beautiful, without a trace of makeup on. Barefoot in the kitchen, singing her favorite song. Dancing around like a fool, starting her own little show. Give me the girl that the rest of the world ain't lucky enough to know. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that
Tearing up since way back when, but these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story, and you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. All night, no breaks, I'll tell, no gate. Ain't gotta try too hard, my baby's pushed to start. All torque, full speed, off-road, on me. 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck. Mile after mile, turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows, know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
Some rockin'
Friday.
Get down
98Q Country.
I brought flowers to your door last night. I done you wrong and I wanna make it right. If I had 2 dozen roses and an open bottle of wine, if I really could have hung the moon, would it change your mind? If I could cry a little
Country classic, Shenandoah there at 98Q Country. Hope you are well on this Friday, the final day of September. Joel here. Austin's even in here hanging out.
Absolutely.
Bringing us sugar, bringing us good stuff.
Good sugar.
good sugar.
Including thanks. Processed sugars out on the counter.
Yes, thanks to your grandma for providing the smoothie. I think it's waking me up here a little bit.
Well, happy to hear about that. She always makes them every Friday.
Yeah, very nice. Appreciate it. Appreciate it very much. We're going to do a shopping show later this morning. Austin will be, I don't know if he'll be buzzing or coming down from the sugar, but he'll be here for the shopping show.
I'll be something.
I think that's how we promote the 98Q Morning Show. 98Q Morning Show with Joel Karnick. It'll be something.
Including that brief hesitation. 98Q Morning Show.
It'll be something.
Yeah. We're still figuring out what that something is.
The electricity's on. It'll just be something.
Yeah, we'll be doing something. Sage, please don't fire us.
Keyword for today is civic. Oh, for this hour is civic, C-I-V-I-C. So text that keyword to us right now if you haven't done so already this hour, and you'll be in for gold jewelry this hour. And we'll do another one later this morning, a couple more this afternoon. That'll wrap up the contest. If you're just hearing about it for the first time, download the Civic Media app on your phone. It's free, Android or iPhone. That allows you to listen to 98Q or Trail Mix 103.1 anywhere, anytime on your phone.
That app has lots of features. And from what I hear, in the updated version, we can actually personalize what like alerts we want to get for local news and stuff like that.
Oh, really? Yeah, I saw something on that. I didn't read it very intently, but I did see something on that.
So that's your place to go.
I like to put in my Bluetooth earbuds and put on Trail Mix.
Don't let them fool you. They're Bluetooth hearing aids.
Hearing busted. But I like to put those on when I'm like doing projects at home and listen to a little, you know, Trail Mix and maybe 98Q, but I get enough of that in the morning. So
maybe 98Q.
I get enough of that in the morning when I'm here. So I like to mix in a little Michael Jackson and other stuff there on Trail Mix.
Yeah,
so.
Trail Mix, they got good music.
Yeah, so you can listen on your phone to Trail Mix and 98Q.
Completely for free.
And that's where you text us. So put that Civic Media app on your phone. It's free. And then hit 98Q, text us the word Civic, C-I-B-I-C, you're in. And I think the first time you do it, you get a text back. We confirm that you are who you are, and then you confirm that we are who we are. And then if you want to make a couple more clicks and subscribe to the newsletter, I think they'll give you a couple more free entries into stuff, too.
Ooh.
So you might want to do that. And speaking of that, we've been absolutely overwhelmed with entries into this contest. And also, just very excited for our local winners. We had $100 winners, Michael Muss out of Phillips, Linda Smart of Butternut, and Lisa Furman of Butternut, all won $100 with our Text to Win contest.
Well, congratulations to them.
Yes, gold jewelry to Linda Furman. Linda, I'll expect you to be coming in here and putting on a little fashion show when you get that gold jewelry. Same with you, Linda Smart of Butternut, gold jewelry. And Ron Holman. Ron, if you want to put on a fashion show, I'm all right with that, too. Come on
in. We encourage it.
Come on in with your gold jewelry when you receive that. And maybe we can get a couple more winners here the final couple of days. And then every time you entered, you got a shot to win those indoor seats to go see Green Bay and New Orleans on December 23rd. That's a Monday night game.
I've been hearing a lot of good stuff about that. People are excited.
Yeah, a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see Green Bay and New Orleans on Monday the 23rd. Looks like the December 23rd. Looks like the Saints are pretty good this year.
Mm.
So that should be could be a big game. Could be a big game later in the year. Okay, what else are we going to do here? We got month of September winding down. October 1st looming. Summer doesn't want to leave us. The warm weather. You liking this warm stuff?
I'm very much enjoying it. I don't tolerate cold very well.
Yeah. A little bit cooler stuff. Temperatures in the 60s.
I'm okay with it being like a little cooler like this because that muggy, smothering 85, 90 was a bit much.
Yeah. I mean, we're in the pattern of 45, 50 in the morning and close to 80 in the afternoon again today.
That I'm okay with. It's a little annoying having to defrost my windshield every morning, but.
Yeah. Today, tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's going to cool off. With temperatures probably in the low 60s or so on Tuesday. Today is Hug a Vegetarian Day today. It's also...
What?
It's Hug a Vegetarian Day today.
With their permission, obviously.
Yes, exactly. Today is National No Excuses Day today. Whatever.
Yeah.
Today's... what else we got here? Tomorrow is Ask a Stupid Question Day. That's tomorrow, so don't do it today. Just tomorrow.
Yeah, you are not allowed stupid questions today. Only tomorrow.
Only tomorrow.
Tomorrow is your day to irritate everybody around you with a stupid question.
With that announcement, the 98Q shopping show has been canceled this morning and delayed till tomorrow.
For unexplained reasons.
Yes, yes. There'll be flushing the mains tomorrow. The Fifield Sanitary District has announced that they will be doing their annual flushing of the hydrants tomorrow. And it looks like the weather will cooperate with that. It'll start at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. I see Ruby's Pantries going tomorrow in Butternut. Ooh. So if you want to take advantage of that at the Butternut School, I think it's $25. You get like 65 pounds worth of food. So that's going on tomorrow if you want to take that in. Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is always open every Saturday morning, of course, from 9 to 11. Mm. They'll be open there again tomorrow. Brewers will start the playoff run on Tuesday. They're in. They know they'll be home for contest Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe beyond. And the big twice a year, the Vikings and the Packers play. Only two times, and that'll be...
We just got approval from my grandmother. We are funny, apparently.
And that'll be this Sunday.
Ooh.
Vikings and Packers.
I'm sure Mr. Karnick here is looking forward to that one.
Well, yeah, well, I am, because my squad, my purple squad, is a lot better than everybody thought we were going to be.
And immediately, Joel Karnick is off the air.
Yes. I mean,
for mentioning the purple squad within Packer territory.
The Vikings are a lot better than people thought. Their defense is really good, but the Packers are really good, too. Packers have won a couple of games without a quarterback. I mean, not without a quarterback, but
it'll be an interesting match, that's for sure.
I think it'll be a decent game. I think my gut feeling is that the inexperience of the quarterback, if it's not Jordan Love, might bite the Packers a little bit in that game, because the Vikings, about 50% of the plays, the Viking defense will blitz. So they'll just take everybody in the team and they'll say, get the quarterback, let's go. That's all. I mean, that's what a blitz is. That's what a blitz is. It's like, Bob, you going this time? Jim, Steve, everybody, are we in? Okay, Bob, you stay back. We'll go get him this time. I mean, that's what the Viking defense is. They blitz like half the plays.
And for what I've seen, weirdly enough, it does work.
It does work. And against an inexperienced quarterback like Malik Willis, you would think it would work.
It can be pretty devastating if he's not doesn't know how to handle it as much.
Yeah, but Coach LaFleur is pretty good at adjusting to these things.
That's true.
So he'll be ready, and the Packer offensive line is one of the best, if not the best, in football. So they know how to block it. So that'll be the story right there. Will the Viking blitzes get to the quarterback and disrupt the Packers?
It'll be fun to see.
Yeah, if they don't, the Packers are probably going to win this game.
Yeah.
And
it all depends pretty much on that Packer quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't look like Jordan Love's going to. If they haven't announced it yet, he's probably not going to play this Sunday.
Depending on how they adjust to an inexperienced or less experienced quarterback is what'll make or break them.
Yeah, and if there ever was a game where you don't want a quarterback coming back from a strained MCL, this is probably the one against a team that's like top two or three in the league defensively, and they hit quarterbacks. They hit Viking. I mean, they blitz, and even if they don't sack the quarterback, they hit the quarterback.
Yeah.
So LaFleur and the Packer coaching staff got to be like, well, should we really send him out there this game?
I would probably not.
Is this the one we want him out there? Because he's going to get hit several times. There's no doubt about it.
He'll be out before the half is done.
Yeah. So this might be a good thing that Jordan Love doesn't play, but it still hasn't officially been determined.
Yeah, but if they don't put Love in, then that'll give him a better chance to recover more.
Yeah.
Versus, like you said, getting pummeled by the Vikings.
And it's a tough situation, because if the Packers lose this game, they're technically 2.5 games and almost 3 games out of first place now.
Mm.
Because the Vikings would be 4-0, Packers would be 2-2, and then the Vikings technically would already have the tiebreaker on the Packers until they play later in the year. So you're falling behind if you don't win this game.
Yeah.
But it's a 17-game season, so don't get too excited about that.
True, and I mean, I'm hoping for the Packers because, hey, I'm a Wisconsin guy, but honestly, you never know what'll happen.
I think it's a toss-up because the Vikings have been dominant their first 3 games, but they've got a quarterback that has a history of not being that great.
Yeah, and if LaFleur adjusts accordingly, the Packers have an absolutely good shot.
Yeah, and that offensive line of the Packers, like I said, is pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
They're very good. And they know how to intercept the ball, too. The Packers' defensive backs, I think, are just as good as catching the ball as the wide receivers are.
Mm.
Because if you throw it the wrong way, they'll grab it.
Yeah.
I think they got, I heard a story, the stick'em, I guess they put a lot of stick'em on their hands. Like there's like 3 inches of stick'em on the Packer defensive back's hands. So they just stick their hand up and just sticks right there.
Waiting for the day one of them just pats somebody on the back. It's like, ah, crap.
Yes. None of that information is confirmed or
unconfirmed,
true.
Unconfirmed.
Or true. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports. So let's get to that right now.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Hurricane Helene making landfall in Florida as a Category 4 hurricane. The storm being blamed for at least 6 deaths in the south. In Tampa, there have been at least 87 rescues. Mayor Jan Kester.
Throughout our downtown area, I was just driving down there, and there's a great deal of damage from the flooding. Barricades moved, construction trailers moved, and those were just the things that I saw in a very short drive.
Downgraded to a tropical storm, the deadly storm's moving quickly inland up through Georgia and the Carolinas. More than 1 million customers without power this morning. New York Mayor Eric Adams said to be arraigned today. The federal corruption charges related to the mayor receiving favors from the Turkish government. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in Arizona today, visiting the U.S.-Mexico border. Israel launched new airstrikes in Lebanon, killing a senior Hezbollah commander. Prime Minister Netanyahu has rejected a ceasefire plan. He speaks at the U.N. today. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Marathon County District Attorney is investigating the mayor of Wausau for moving an absentee ballot drop box into his office Sunday. Meanwhile, good government groups are also considering their legal options. Nick Ramos heads the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
I want to give them an opportunity at the local level to be able to resolve the situation, but I can tell you that I've already started to speak with some attorneys about what are the options that are on the table.
Mayor Doug Dinney and other city leaders disagree whether what he did was legal. The Better Business Bureau says scammers are posing as investment brokers. Spokeswoman Lisa Schiller says victims have lost a lot of money hoping for big returns. She says anyone you don't know who wants your money for a so-called sure thing is likely just trying to rip you off. As usual, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This is your reminder about the Flambeau River YMCA's and Myron Construction's community gathering and open house happening Wednesday, October 9th at 5 p.m. This is a cookout and your chance to meet the project team and get a close-up view of the construction. And will be taking place at the site of the future Flambeau River YMCA, which is the former Park Falls City Hall. That's at 485 5th Avenue here in Park Falls. Once again, that is Wednesday, October 9th at 5 p.m. for the Flambeau River YMCA's and Myron Construction's community gathering and open house. October 4th and 5th, from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m., over at 40835 Highway 169 in Mellon, it's Sunshine Spooky Trail, hosted by Sunshine's Agriculture Farm Experience. This has a $5 per person admission, and any questions can be directed to 414-758-8823. They are also looking for volunteers to play roles on the Spooky Trail. Once again, this is happening October 4th and 5th from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. in Mellon. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
A potential playoff preview begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers are locked into the NL's third seed and will play in next week's wild card round. This weekend, one of their potential playoff opponents, the New York Mets, are in Milwaukee for a 3-game series. The playoffs begin Tuesday. A familiar face awaits on the opposing sideline this Sunday. Vikings running back Aaron Jones will play his first game against his former team. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur said there's still a lot of love for Jones in Green Bay.
I think everybody in this building respects not only the football player, but more importantly, the person that he is. And like I said, there's a lot of love for him. We're going to have to hit the pause button for about a 3-hour window on Sunday and then, pick it back up.
The team has not announced whether Jordan Love will play after missing 2 weeks with an MCL sprain. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities.
But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey, grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Fall is here at Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream in Prentice, Wisconsin. Explore vibrant mums, pumpkins, and all your fall favorites. Enjoy Cedar Crest ice cream flavors like pumpkin pie and deep dish apple pie on our beautiful butterfly terrace and stroll along the new Hummingbird Boardwalk. Don't miss the December gift certificate sale, $100 for $60. Visit them off of Highway East and Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. Open daily 8:30 to 6, Sundays till 5, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Come for nature's beauty and stay for the ice cream.
This is the final weekend of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Don't miss your last chance for adventure. There's hilarious entertainment, delicious food and drink, live armor jousting, and our marketplace is a shopper's dream. Discount tickets available at Cub Foods, Menards, Quick Trip, and Walgreens. This is our closing weekend, so the gates will be open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Get your on-site parking pass and plan your adventure at renaissancefest.com. Only 3 days left this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
It's time for this hour's keyword to text in to our Go for the Green or Gold statewide text to win contest. Right here on 98Q Country.
All right, we have our keyword this hour. If you haven't heard yet, it is Civic, C-I-V-I-C. Get that to us before 8 a.m. and you'll be in for gold jewelry. The text to win keyword of this hour is Civic. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
This little summertime in September thing we have going on here is going to continue right on through the weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 81 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 49. Tomorrow, sunshine, 79 on Sunday. Sunny with a high right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
98Q Country.
Jenny grew up wild like
like a Blackfoot daisy out in the shack with a blue tick hound. Broke as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught the eye of an oil man dancing one summer night in a dime store dress. She had the looks, he had the mansion, and you can figure out the rest. It was all roses, tripping in diamonds, sipping on champagne. But she was all uptown, wearing that white gown, taking his last name. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing, and up in the loft that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes, yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing, yeah. Country club, everyone thought they were Ken and Barbie, but Ken was always getting way too drunk. Saturday night after a few too many, he came home ready to fight, and all his money could never save Jenny from the devil living in his eyes. It was all bruises, covered in makeup, dark sunglasses, and that next morning, sitting in the back pew praying with the Baptist, she could hear the church bells ringing, ringing, and up in the loft that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes, yeah, it's all gonna be alright. You just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing. Ever gonna find, and how he died is still a mystery, but he hit a woman for the very last time. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. He's standing there in a black dress, singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes, yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing.
Here's new country making a splash.
Hey guys, I'm Post Malone.
It ain't like I can make this kind of mess all by myself.
Definitely the hottest.
You don't get to care where I'm waking up these days. It ain't your place.
It's just this great music.
98Q Country.
Thank you.
Gretchen Wilson, Civic is the key word. You got a few more minutes to get that to us. Texas, the word Civic. Gold jewelry on this, on the line this hour in our text to win contest.
98Q Country.
Let your boys be country. Let them keep that red dirt on his boots. Make him proud of that middle nowhere he's got down in his roots. Let him work in a hayfield sweating for a little summer cash. Raise him hard, raise him tough, bring him up to have their brothers back. Let him ride around in trucks, making back road noise. Let him hang out Friday, get wild with the boys. Let them go to the woods in the cold, painted up camo green. Yeah, let them chase, let them fall for a small town girl. Let everything inside these county lines be his whole world. You want him to grow up to be someone he's damn proud to be. Mamas, let your boys be country. Turn down a cold beer. Tell them there ain't nothing greener than the grass you're standing on right here. Let them ride around in trucks, making back road noise. Let them hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let them go to the woods in the cold, painted up. County lines be his whole world. You want him to grow up to be someone he's damn proud to be. Let your boys be country.
Looking at you through a misty moonlight, Katie did sing like a symphony. Porch swing sway like a Tennessee lullaby, melody blowing through a willow tree.
to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Tropical Storm Helene continues to drench Georgia and the Carolinas this morning after battering the Florida Panhandle as a Category 4 hurricane, leaving a trail of destruction in its wake. ABC's Victor Akendo near the site of Helene's landfall in Perry, Florida.
This is the closest city to where Helene made downfall. Helene packing a wind gust here, maximum 99 miles per hour, taking down trees all over the place.